In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As Orthodox Christians, we have many traditions and rituals in our beautiful and elaborate churches. We take great pride in our history, our use of the Greek language, our Byzantine chanting, iconography, especially during Great Lent. But if we're not careful, all these things become the big and green leaves of our fig tree, which was condemned by Christ because it produced no fruit. What was that fruit? None other than the fruits of the Holy Spirit, which are love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And all of these can only be gained if there is repentance. Are our parishes, our homes, our hearts truly a place of love, joy, peace, and kindness? Are we known for our kindness and goodness? Do we practice gentleness and self-control? This Holy Week, because of the closing of our churches, all the leaves of our external traditions and rituals, as beautiful and important as they are, have fallen also. This time, we can't gather to express our Orthodox faith by waving palm branches, decorating the epitaphio with flowers, singing the lamentations or circling around the church, and receiving the light on our Pascha candles. As sad as this is, perhaps it is also a blessing, because we may have become too dependent on these external expressions, without understanding their deeper meaning. We may have fallen into the convenient delusion of looking and acting Orthodox, without actually living an Orthodox life of prayer, fasting, good works, and repentance. God wants us to be authentic people, without pretension, hypocrisy, and double-mindedness. He will allow the leaves of our fig tree to fall so that we can no longer hide behind them and so that our spiritual barrenness or fruitfulness can be exposed. This can be a sobering and painful lesson, but it's necessary for our salvation. To be able to see ourselves with such honesty is a great blessing because we will see in ourselves what God already sees. Only then can we invite Him to help us change and be healed, because He cannot force this upon us, since He respects our freedom, but also because a sincere and authentic faith is required. Today on Holy Monday, Christ has come to our fig tree. He is hungry and seeking fruit from us. What do we have to give to Him? We can give Him our pain of heart and tears for our sins. We can give Him our humility in confession and repentance. We can give Him love and care for His people, His creation all around us. We can give Him our anxiety, fear, and depression. We can give Him our thanksgiving and gratitude for all His blessings, and most of all, for becoming one of us, so that He could lift us up with Himself out of the pit of our sins and the curse of death through His life-giving passion, death, and resurrection. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.